Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Perhaps the most important person in baseball history was the extraordinary man and athlete Jackie Robinson, who forever changed the face of baseball when he broke the color barrier in 1947 with the Brooklyn Dodgers. With Jackie, every step of the way was his spouse and partner for life, Rachel. Engaged to Jackie, prior to Jackie's leaving to serve in World War II, the couple married on February 10, 1946. Rachel Robinson tells us both of their experiences in life and baseball in one of my most important memories of the game.
It was a great challenge initially and troubling in many ways. We had just married and we had been friends for many years. So we were partners in the whole experiment, and it was actually thrilling for me to be a participant, and because Jack kept me close to him and made me a participant in it. The tough times were very difficult, frustrating, but I want people to remember that we also had great triumphs. And some of the most exciting things that could happen to an individual happened to us. Jack won all the honors that baseball gives. He won all the civil rights honors. He really was rewarded in his lifetime. So he was not a martyr. Initially, people were quiet, but remember there were black fans there for the first time. So Jack had that kind of support coming from the stands. And shortly thereafter, the white fans in Brooklyn, when they found out he could help the team, then they were on his side. And Brooklyn was special. Brooklyn was a mix of people anyway, ethnic groups and that kind of thing. So there was a kind of warmth in Ebbets Field that you did not experience in the other parks.
He was such a great, intense competitor, and to see the film on TV of him dancing off third base, the slide at home with Yogi Berra, did you enjoy watching him play as a competitor?
Oh, absolutely. I was his number one fan. In fact, when he would get in arguments with the umpire and I would think he was going to get kicked out of the game, I'd start sending all these telepathic messages, you know, because I just thought the team wasn't good without him, you know, so I did enjoy watching him play a lot. He was a man who instantly bridled at injustice long before he got into baseball. In the Army, at UCLA, he did not let things go by that he didn't like. So it was difficult. But he had a very instantly good relationship with Branch Rickey, and they had a pact between them. And it wasn't that Rickey dictated, but he cautioned him about what was going to happen. And they joined each other in a very special way. And Jack said for a time-limited period, he could restrain himself. He could not have agreed to that for the life of his playing days. I mean, it wasn't possible. But so much was riding on his success at restraining himself, particularly for our people. He was able to do that.
How frustrating was it for him to come home at night after some of those games where he had to look the other way with the umpires, the other players and fans?
Well, for one thing, I went to every home game, and we rode back together. So there was a lot of debriefing that went on in the car coming back. And then if he got home, he was a person who felt that you didn't bring anger into the house. You didn't bring the troubles into the house. So he tried very hard to get rid of all that before he got home so that he could really enjoy his home. If he got home and he was still angry, he'd go out and hit a bucket of golf balls. I mean, you know. I mean, he had ways. But he just would not allow himself to create tension in the household. I think he felt, and I certainly feel, that he was one of the catalysts for the civil rights movement. And that before Brown versus Board of Education, before Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of the bus, Jack was out there on the front lines and experiencing a lot of these things. He was alerting the white population to the effects of discrimination, that it's a loss for all of us, that nobody wins when people are excluded. So that I feel that he was a part of the movement from the very beginning. What was exciting for him was to see leadership emerge and have people to join like Dr. King, Jesse Jackson, others that he admired so much. So, yes, the civil rights movement was incredibly important to him. When he was in the Army, there was nothing he could do about segregation except to complain. But once the movement started, you have a revolution on your hands and you have something to join and you have organizations that will have a strategy like the civil disobedience movement. So it was a very exciting part of his life.
Brooklyn general manager Branch Rickey made the bold move to sign Jackie to a contract with the Dodgers on October 23rd, 1945. After 1 year with the Montreal Royals in the International League, Jackie made it to the National League on April 15, 1947, and baseball was never the same. In his first game, he scored the winning run in the seventh inning against the Boston Braves. Starting the inning with a bunt single, Jackie later scored the go-ahead run on a double by teammate Pete Reiser. Jackie Robinson, he's my all-time favorite player. It was special for me meeting Rachel Robinson. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.